We have a high class one priority recall of some beef going on. Can you tell us what that recall is, where the beef is from, and how people can combat that?
Okay, sure, Mike. The recall is from the Wolverine Packing Company, and that is a Michigan food establishment firm. It is the amount of the recall is about 1.8 million pounds of hamburger. It was distributed nationwide to retail and restaurant establishments.
Now, what can people do if they have, do you know what the lot numbers were or how people can know the production dates possibly with this?
The production dates, the lot, the establishment number, the package would bear the establishment number of 2574B as in boy, and the production date codes on the package would be between 03-3114 and 04-1814.
All right, so if people can't notice what's on their packages, maybe they've already put hamburger in the freezer, divided it up into separate packs for their meal plans. Are there ways people can just ensure that if there is any kind of beef that, I mean, most beef can be dangerous if not cooked properly. How can people on this Memorial Day weekend ensure that they're serving something that is healthy and ready to eat?
Well, the best way they can do that is to first start by not cross-contaminating the foods in their refrigerator with raw meat or fish. The next thing they can do is, of course, wash their hands properly before and after handling raw meat, cooking it, and then going to ready-to-eat foods. And then when they're cooking this meat, especially the hamburger, to protect it against E. coli contamination, the most important thing they can do is to make sure they cook it to the proper temperature of at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit. And that is best determined by having a properly calibrated thermometer. A misconception is that color indicates proper cooking temperature, and that's really not the case.
And that temperature, once again, give that temperature and how long the meat should be at that temperature before removed from the grill for serving.
Well, the internal temperature should be at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and as long as it reaches that temperature, the time that it needs to be there is only for a few seconds, but it does need to hit that in the middle of the meat patty.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before you go?
That's just the gist of it. The other thing is to remember to, in cookout season, it's outdoor, it's picnics, cookouts, food events, food festivals. Remember to keep your refrigerated foods on ice or in the refrigerator.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.